Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, where we break down the biggest moves and sharpest insights in marketing and media, so you can stay ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving into a whirlwind of innovation, from Meta's retail media push and Yahoo's AI-powered ad play, to how legacy brands like Axe are reinventing themselves for a new generation, and the latest shifts in commerce strategy from OpenAI's ChatGPT. Plus, we'll hear what it really takes to sell an influencer agency in today's creator-driven economy. Let's get into it. First up, Meta is making a serious play for retail media dollars, as reported by Adweek. At ShopTalk, Meta announced a suite of new retail media and creator-focused tools, signaling a clear intention to capture more of the ad spend flowing through retail media networks and the booming creator economy. One standout is the Product Set Optimization tool, now in testing, which allows retailers to boost ad performance around specific SKUs. Early results are impressive. Ovative Group, which has been piloting the tool, reports up to a 40% improvement in return on ad spend compared to business as usual. Meta is also expanding its affiliate partnerships on Facebook, adding big names like Amazon and eBay in the US, Mercado Libre in Latin America, and Shopee in Asia. Instagram will soon follow suit, starting with Amazon and Shopee. Creators will soon be able to link products directly in Instagram Reels, either from a brand's catalog or via a URL, making shoppable content even more seamless across 22 countries. Another major update, Meta is bringing the transaction layer into its apps, allowing users to complete purchases without ever leaving Facebook or Instagram, thanks to a new Buy Now button. If users aren't ready to buy immediately, they'll get access to reviews, brand info, discounts, and recommendations after clicking an ad. This end-to-end buying journey is designed to meet consumers in the moment and make conversion frictionless, as highlighted by 1-800-Flowers.com's CMO Melanie Babcock. Meta is clearly betting that these tools will not only drive sales, but also make its platforms indispensable for both brands and creators. Meanwhile, Yahoo is repositioning itself as an AI-first media and advertising platform, according to Adweek. At its 2026 New Fronts, Yahoo unveiled Yahoo Scout, an AI intelligence layer now in beta in the US, designed to turn first-party intent data from search, mail, and content into gold for advertisers. Scout will be embedded across Yahoo's entire portfolio, mail, finance, sports, giving advertisers a multi-dimensional view of consumer intent that goes beyond traditional targeting. Yahoo Mail is introducing Planner, an AI-powered feature that organizes emails into action plans and calendar events. For advertisers, this means sponsored events. Brands can now surface relevant dates directly inside users' planner views. H&R Block is the first partner, surfacing tax deadlines and reminders, and the launch campaign even features Cardi B, who's helping frame inbox anxiety as FOMSI, fear of missing something important. Yahoo Finance is rolling out a small business hub with content from Entrepreneur and HubSpot, plus two new original shows, while Yahoo Sports is boosting its soccer coverage ahead of the FIFA World Cup 2026. The pitch here is clear. As third-party cookies fade, Yahoo's rich first-party data and open web scale offer advertisers a walled garden without the walls. The sponsored events format, which inserts brands into genuinely useful moments, could command premium engagement if users embrace branded events in their personal calendars. With the World Cup on the horizon and a push for a younger, globally minded sports audience, Yahoo is betting big on AI and context to win over both users and advertisers. Let's talk about brand reinvention, specifically, how Axe is staying relevant for the next generation of men. In a revealing episode of the Speed of Culture podcast, Dolores Asselini, head of Axe US at Unilever, shares how the brand is moving from cultural phenomenon to a social-first, creator-powered operation. Axe, which once had nearly one in two American guys using it, isn't trying to erase its history, it's owning it, while evolving on three fronts: product innovation, a deeper understanding of how young men approach grooming, and a reimagined media strategy that meets them where they actually spend time. Walmart remains Axe's key retail partner, but the brand is laser-focused on e-commerce, treating every piece of content, from TikTok to YouTube, as a driver to purchase on Walmart.com. The product detail page is now a conversion asset, crafted for both the guy making the decision and the mom who might be buying for him. Axe's latest campaign, The History of Overdoing It, leans into the brand's legacy of guys overspraying body spray, a joke that's lived in pop culture for years. Instead of dodging the joke, Axe owns it, pairing humor with new spray tech that actually solves the problem. Creators are central to this new approach. They're not just channels, but co-authors of the brand story, sharing authentic experiences that resonate with their audiences. Dolores even notes that when she asked a large language model about Axe in 2026, it echoed the campaign's essence, proof that strong, clear messaging can shape brand perception in the age of AI. For Axe, the path to cultural relevance is paved with authenticity, innovation, and creator collaboration. Now, onto a major shift in AI-driven commerce. According to Adweek, OpenAI's ChatGPT is pivoting its commerce strategy after just 6 months. Last September, ChatGPT launched Instant Checkout, letting users buy products directly through its platform, a move that drew in Walmart, Shopify, Etsy, and PayPal. But that feature is now gone. Instead, OpenAI is letting retailers take the lead, either by pushing checkout to their own sites or by using an app within OpenAI that they control. The company says the original instant checkout didn't offer the flexibility they wanted, so they're now focusing on product discovery, while merchants handle the transaction experience. It's a significant shift that acknowledges the complexity of e-commerce and the need for retailers to customize the buying journey. For marketers and merchants, it means AI platforms like ChatGPT will remain powerful discovery engines, but the final sale will stay in the retailer's hands, at least for now. Finally, what does it really take to sell an influencer agency in today's market? Digiday's latest podcast features Jennifer Quigley Jones, founder and CEO of Digital Voices, who recently sold her agency to PMG. The timing is notable. M&A activity in influencer marketing and the creator economy is at an all-time high. Quigley Jones discusses the unique challenges of being a female founder, how transparency with employees is crucial during a sale, and what it takes to prepare for acquisition. She sheds light on the nitty-gritty, from navigating perceptions and funding hurdles, to ensuring the team is informed and protected throughout the process. The episode also touches on broader industry trends, like the resurgence of principal media, TikTok's push for Meta's ad budgets, and the arrival of ads in ChatGPT, with brands like The Knot among the first to experiment. If you're building or considering selling an influencer agency, this episode is a must-listen for practical, battle-tested advice. That's it for today's brief. From Meta's retail media ambitions and Yahoo's AI-powered ad innovations, to Axe's creator-driven reinvention and the evolving role of AI in commerce, it's clear the marketing landscape is moving faster and getting smarter than ever. Whether you're a brand, a creator, or a strategist, the message is the same: stay agile, stay authentic, and keep your eyes on where technology and culture are heading next. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more insights to keep you sharp.